Dear brothers and sisters and friends of the truth, before I begin my talk, I would like to convey to you the greetings of all our brothers in France, and especially those of the assembly to which I belong, that of La Marlée near Paris. Coming here to this place, I noticed that the way is really narrow to reach the paradise of Beskidji. It is a great privilege for me to be able to open this 20th International Conference, not at Shirk, in the center which had welcomed us so favorably the last three times, a center which bears the beautiful name of Eagle's Nest or Le Gignazzo, but which unfortunately could not accommodate us in 2020 due to this global pandemic. We thank the Lord who allows us to find ourselves in this new center made available to us in Chersawa Zauja in this wonderful hotel, Beskidji Rosh. Is this a taste of future paradise? Since Obstegg in 1984, I have been able to attend all of the conventions in Austria, Germany, France, Hungary, Romania, and Poland. Therefore, this is the 19th convention I am attending, and still with the same pleasure.
Nous remercions l'Éternel pour les opportunités qu'il nous donne. Mais nous pensons aussi à nos
frères. Living like this, a full week, in close contact with our brothers and sisters in Christ, gives us a little foretaste of what our everlasting Father has prepared for all who will be faithful to Him. We thank God for the opportunities He gives us.
Pour qu'elle continue et pour qu'elle soit une bénédiction pour tous les participants. De nombreux frères qui ont fait vivre.
We think also about all the brethren who, 40 years ago, committed themselves to this work, and especially Brother Hagensick, who started this project, overcoming all problems, language, and culture barriers. Seeing that these conventions have been lasting, we are allowed to believe that they are approved of God. Thus, it is our duty to do everything we can to have them continue and be a blessing for all who attend. A lot of brethren who kept those conventions alive are gone. But we keep them in our memory forever. The brethren will have to forgive. I have to read from the brother's text from when it was going to be an Eagle's Nest. Eagle's Nest, the nice name of this place suits very well our meeting. because like an eagle which has an acute vision and builds its nest on heights, we too are going above our daily worries. At this height, we distinguish better what God prepares for his children. Concerning eagles, Job said in Job 39:30, her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she, the eagle. We meet there here because we find an abundant food in this place. I think that each servant did his best to get ready to bring us the needful words for our spiritual development for the glory of God. In order to profit from these meals, we need to go on high to disconnect from our problems, troubles, work, habits, and earthly life in general. We need to turn our eyes to the sky, to the sun, to take advantage of the brotherly warmth and the beams that illuminate our life to strengthen our faith. What is the use of such meetings? Such gatherings allow us to meet many brethren coming from all over the world. Without these meetings, I would have never been able to know all of those brothers and sisters who have the same goal. It is the reason why I am very thankful to our good Heavenly Father who prepared this plentiful feast. During the second international convention in Opstig, Austria, the brother who opened the feast insisted on the fact that we are all ambassadors. We are actually ambassadors of our countries, our ecclesias, our families, and as ambassadors, we have duties and responsibilities. But first of all, we have to be ambassadors for Christ. What is an ambassador? It is a representative, a messenger, a person who comes with a message of peace. And we, what message did we bring? What did we put in our luggage? Maybe just a smile, compassion, a few pleasant words, encouragement, a good dose of kindness, which is really missing in the world today. Surely each of us has also brought in our hearts some embers, some burning coal. All those burning coals gathered in this room will produce a big amount of brotherly love. We do not know each other personally, but we feel a great closeness to one another. How happy are we to see again the brethren we have not seen in a long time? That's for sure. We also brought our spiritual collaboration, each according to personal capacities, and for one purpose, to edify and encourage each other. The Apostle Paul expressed the same wish to the Colossians in chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh,
et abonder en actions de grâce. Prenez garde que
that their hearts might be conformed, comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are all hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let us be united in charity and enriched with a full knowledge. This is the nice objective we have to aim at. In order to be united, we need to have respect for each other. The ambassadors have not only the duty to represent their country, to defend it, but they also have to find a solution. Their role is not to impose their views, but to find one common solution for all, which can satisfy them all. This often requires humility and respect of others. Let us not forget that we have just one example to imitate, which is the one of our Lord. The apostle continues in Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We should drink from just one spring, and this spring is Christ.
La proximité de Dieu, le servant de leur mieux. Tous ces personnages.
It is Christ Jesus who is the only spring from which comes the water of life, the pure water, and is the only water that can quench our thirst, not for one day or a month or a year, but forever. Our Lord, talking to the Samaritan woman, insisted on another property of this water. What do we become when we drink it?
A
spring that will spring up into everlasting life. Let us read John 4:14. But whatsoever drinketh, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Let us consider the importance of this water given by our Lord. It does not only have the power to quench our thirst now on this earth, but to go into eternity. Each elected one will become a spring in the everlasting life. What a privilege. To reach this election requires a work on our part, surveillance, and a constant watch. The lessons we are going to learn to hear during these few days of convention are designed to help us to become more vigilant. The key verse for this convention that we can read below invites us to go directly to our Master. Jesus, our Master, who through his death and resurrection opens up for us a unique, grandiose, and incredible perspective. If we show him a faithfulness without failure, he will offer us the possibility to be with him, to become his bride, to pour out blessings on humanity in the future age. Let us read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. In the previous chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, Paul quotes many witnesses from the Old Testament who manifested their faithfulness. And during their whole life, looked to be close to God, serving him the best they could. All of those are witnesses for us, examples. Their faith has been tested, sometimes very severely. They went through difficult moments, hard to bear, but they remained faithful. Consequently, the apostle reassures us in the first verse of chapter 12. If we go through these difficulties, if we have a burden, maybe very heavy, which weighs on our shoulders, let us listen to his advice. Let us lay aside every weight. We have a Master who can give us rest and relieve us. The Lord himself stated in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. A Brazilian poet, Edmar de Barros, wrote a poem showing the protection of our Lord. Footprints in the sand. Last night I had a dream. I was walking along the beach with the Lord. The two sets of footprints on the sand were reminiscing of my life journey, the steps of the Lord and mine. Thus we had walked together to the end of the journey. Sometimes we could see just one set of footprints. It was the print of the most difficult days, the days of anguish, of fright, of great suffering. I called, Lord, You told me that you were with me every day of my life, and I accepted to live with you. Why did you leave me alone in the worst moments? He answered me, my son, I told you, I will be with you all along the journey. I promise not to leave you. Did I abandon you? When you see just one set of footprints on the sand, it is because that day I carried you. It was just a dream, but we are also assured that in reality, Jesus takes care of us. He helps us and will continue to help us each time we feel the need. We just have to stay close to Him and trust Him entirely. If you are tempted in thought, words, or action, the Apostle Paul says to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. The Apostle Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Let us not be seduced by this lion. Let us resist all attacks, remembering that this adversary changes himself into an angel of light to achieve his aim and seduce even the elected ones. Let us be extremely vigilant not to fall into his traps. Once we lay aside our weight and the sin that had taken hold of us, what does the Apostle Paul tell us to do? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us look at Jesus. It is said that he is the finisher of our faith. This expression has been translated in different ways. Jesus, the pioneer of the faith, who leads faith to perfection. Who opened the way of faith and brings it to perfection. What a nice example we have in Jesus. Are we able to imitate him? Are we able to walk in his footsteps, even though sometimes this seems difficult to us? In a Polish booklet on the memorial, we find a list of questions that all Christians, all consecrated ones, should ask to themselves to know if they were on the right way and if their eyes are turned to Jesus. Let us examine these few questions that our Lord could have asked. I think they impose a sober thinking on us. Do not accept to give your life without restrictions like I did. Do you accept it even if you would consider that losing your life would be a great injustice like it has been for me? The Do you agree to bear the reproaches of many people, just as I have borne them, after having known the gratitude of many? Do you accept, as I did, to bear being ostracized by your own people? Do you accept to bear loneliness like I did in Gethsemane? Do you accept to pray for brethren like I did when you go through painful experiences? Do you accept to forgive those who persecute you and pray for those who offend you as I did? Do you accept to do God's will in all conditions, all situations as I did? Do you accept to persevere even if the communion with the Father had to be interrupted momentarily, like it was for me? Do you accept to bear all of this with all your might, and are you ready to ask fervently and with tears for the help of your Heavenly Father, as I did? What do we answer to these questions? Are we on the right path? Reading those questions, I realized there is none that refers to prophecies or chronology. I realized they are all about behavior, commitment, love for brethren, for the Lord, and the truth which He has given us in the Gospels. In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul wrote these words: knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. To be a Christian means to behave like our Master. Let us be assured that if this is our intention, our Lord will not abandon us. He will only help us if we trust Him.
Jusqu'à ce que la totalité des païens soit rentrée. La nation d'Israël.
Do we feel sometimes that our Lord helps us when things are not going like we would wish? Or do we feel abandoned? To look at Jesus means to be on guard, to watch, to control our actions, our thoughts, our footsteps. This is very well illustrated with an anecdote I heard more than 50 years ago and that made a lasting impression on me. It is a story of a hermit in the desert. A man was living alone in a cave. One day he was met by lion hunters.
Le manque de bon sens domine encore aujourd'hui. Ce contexte.
Intrigued by his joyfulness, they question him. Don't you find that time passes slowly here in the desert? without any companion at work?
Suivons ses traces, suivons ses conseils, suivons les recommandations qui nous seront adressées par ses serviteurs pendant ces quelques jours. Ne soyons pas de simples...
Oh, dear friends, the man replied, I have a lot of companions and a lot of work. Surprised, they question him further. But where are your friends and what work are you doing? Well, I have two hawks that I try to train to avoid them from flying everywhere and only where I want. I have two hares that always want to run everywhere and I keep them from doing it. I have two voracious vultures that have just one desire, take away their victims and devour them, but I get them used to abstain from it. I have a strange bird that always wants to flap his wings, to cause trouble, to do harm around him, but I put him in a cage to calm him down. I also have a very strong lion that continually tries to find a prey that even sometimes turns against me, trying to devour me. I take this lion by his mane, hold him very tightly, and close his mouth. Finally, I have a sick person with me. He often has desires that would worsen dangerously his disease to the point of killing him. Is he done? What happened?
Thank you, dear brother, for the talk.
Ciekawy werset.
It's an interesting scripture.
Biegnijmy.
Let us run.
Często ile osób wybiega?
How many people run? How many start to run? And something happens on the way in our life that only a small number gets to the end. Just as Apostle Paul wanted to give the brethren from a lesson. And all of them ate the same food and drank from the same rock. But this rock was Jesus Christ. But most of them were not so that we would not want the evil things that others do. Not every one of us can ask a question. We don't know how long we have until the end of our life. What's going to happen along the way? What experiences we will get, what kind of problems, what we will be sifted through. But during those most difficult moments, let us always look at that, at our Lord. Look at the men of faith from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, which stimulate us to be faithful and to stay with the Lord always during good times, during difficulties. And our Lord will do as he said to a Samaritan woman. God is looking for those who will praise him through the truth and through the Spirit. Our feelings, our love, our goodness, our empathy, those are very necessary elements. But the other side, the deep spiritual truths, the recognition of God, the knowledge of prophecies, those things make us stronger. Nothing that is lacking. Nothing is lacking, but all of these things help us to reach our goal and be victorious. So let's end this session with a hymn and a prayer. Dear brethren, when we heard these words of Brother Daniel to start off the convention, let's sing hymn number 42 in the Polish hymn book 177, same probably in English. In French, I think it's maybe 133. In my heart, there is great joy. And that's what we will sing at this time.
Drzwi
At this time, we will ask Brother Mirosław Suchanek to lead us to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to give you praise, which is important for us to do. Please forgive us that we do this in such a poor way, because even though we try, our human language is not capable to give you the type of praise that we should. We thank you for the privilege of prayer, because that is one of the best ways to reach you, and that's how we talk to you. Dear Lord, we thank you that you allowed us to be here, that we could listen and learn. And as we thank you for the privilege of prayer, we thank you for listening to our prayers. We thank you for everything that you send to us in our everyday lives, for the blessings, for beautiful, wonderful moments, but also we thank you for the experiences that we get. Please allow us to be successful in all of our experiences. We thank you always for our Lord Jesus Christ, whose spilled blood and whose gospel allowed us to come together here and opened a way for us to salvation. We ask for forgiveness for our sins, for our shortcomings, just as it was said before, Lord, be merciful to me, sinful one. We ask for your kingdom, your holy kingdom, so that just as today, your children who came together from all over in different languages, please allow us all and all the people of all different nations and all different languages, so that we could all worship you and praise you. Thy kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.